You got the honeybee, and you got the bumblebee, and you got I forget what those are that go in the ground again.
You mentioned the yellow?
Yellow jacket.
Does the mud dauber sting you?
As a rule, they don't bother.
And an insect that bites you that carries malaria?
Mosquito.
And a tiny red insect that get on your skin?
Well, you got red bugs. Some of them call them chiggers.
What did they call them around here?
Red bugs.
And an insect that hops around in the grass?
A grasshopper.
Ever heard them called hopper grass? And if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, stretched across the corner up on the ceiling.
I'll tell you a good story about the grasshopper if you want to hear.
What?
Country boys used to like to get out in the corn, if you know. And when they had a bowel movement, pull the britches down, and they sit there and wait and see how long it takes for a grasshopper to hop up on the bare end and start sawing his, playing his fiddle with his legs. You never hear that? You gotta grow up, yeah.
What would you find in the corner of, up in the ceiling?
Cobwebs.
Would you call it the same thing if it's outside?
Yeah.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground is called the...
Root.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what some of them are?
I just mentioned one a while ago, the sassafras tree.
You
use the roots of that to make sassafras tea, which is, in the olden days was sort of a tonic type of medicine.
Anything else?
Well, you can use the roots of a cane as food, and also make a medicine in the olden days. I can't remember all the old plants. My dad and them used to know what the Indians used to dig up. But the main one is that sassafras that you make a strong tea out of, a weak tea. My dad and them used to use that. They said when they were kids, their mama would give it to them when they got colds, and, you know, bad cold. And she'd make it at various degrees of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And they put honey in it sometimes to add to it.
What kind of tree do you tap for syrup?
A maple tree.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
Well, you can use, normally you'd say woods,
mm-hmm.
or a grove.
What different kinds of trees grow around here?
I thought we answered that a while ago, didn't we? No, you said vegetable. I'm trying to catch you. You got about the same ones you've heard all your life. Now, you just want me to name them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got your nut trees, which is the pecan tree, the white oak, red oak, green oak, tubular gum, ash, hackberry. Those two are the same. You got fig trees, peach trees, or mulberry. I don't know if you're just trying to see how many trees I know or not, but if I was walking through the woods, I could call them all and see.
What about a tree? It's a shade tree. It's got...
Oh, you have the tiny berry tree.
Mm-hmm.
See the tiny berry. You had a Formosa tree. That's an imported tree. That wasn't a native tree. Did I say walnut? You got the black walnut, and then you got the hickory nut.
What about one that you can peel the bark off?
Oh, you're talking about now a...